T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think it's one of those really delicate things in in our children that we all are horrified by the possibility.
Yes.
Suicide, anything ever happening to somebody we love that passionately, but a 10-year-old.
And we have young kids, and lately, last couple of years, we've seen a lot of research and data out there about anxiety and depression.
Younger and younger, and the effects of bullying. And kids telling other kids who are being bullied, just go kill yourself. And then that one child who does.
It's as soon as you hear it, I get this information in yesterday that 10-year-old hung himself. It just, you want to stop and cry.
You and I looked at each other and it was just like, what?
And we're not going to talk about the details of that case because it's not fair. But we do want to talk to folks who know about this sort of depression and anxiety and what happens in a child that young. Doctor, how are you today, Dr. Jacobson?
Hi, thank you so much for having me
on
your show.
This is Dr. Sancy Jacobson. You are, let's see, you've got a very long title here.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing.
Why don't you boil down to folks who you are and what you do, because it'll be better.
Sure, I'd love to. So I'm an associate professor here at Western Psychiatric at University of Pittsburgh. And for the past decade, I have worked at the STAR Center. We're really fortunate here in Pittsburgh to have a center specifically to help youth out who are struggling with depression, anxiety, and are at risk for suicide.
STAR Center stands for what?
STAR. So that's for Services for Teens at Risk.
Wow. Gotcha.
We've talked to your folks.
Yes.
It's a wonderful, wonderful resource. Hey, doctor, so it's inexplicable to most of us when a 10-year-old takes his or her life. How does that lead up happen, doc? And what's going on in our culture that leads up to that sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it was earlier in the field of psychiatry where depression wasn't even recognized in youth. And we're really fortunate now to know that kids actually do struggle with the same disorders of mood and anxiety that adults do. But I'm really thrilled that you're having me on board today because, you know, in youth, depression doesn't always look the same as it does in adults, especially in young youth. So, for instance, where an adult might look sad or tearful, a teenager might look ornery or angry, and a young child might not even have the words to express their emotions. And so if they're feeling distressed or upset, it might come out through their body, through stomach aches or headaches, in ways that they're not expressing it necessarily with words.
I just think, but Marty and I collectively, we have 8 kids, and to think about any of them feeling so despondent, that ending it all is the best option just makes you sick.
Hey, doc, did you really say that they didn't recognize depression in young kids back in the day?
Back in the day, it wasn't part of our DSM, the diagnostic manual, to have, well before my time, but kids weren't recognized as being at risk. So we've made huge leaps and bounds in our field, and in fact, this year I'm the co-chair of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Training and Education Committee, and our president, Dr. Wagner, she actually made it her initiative that we need to do better in terms of early detection and treatment of youth with depression.
So you've seen patients as young as what, doctor?
At our center, we primarily see teenagers, though we will sometimes see kids younger than that, 10 and above.
Wow.
So what the hell is a parent supposed to do? Because kids do change so much. And, I mean, what are we supposed to watch out for, doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the most important thing is that there's no one right way to talk to teens. And so it's so important, I'm a parent too, that we as adults, as parents, as teachers, as people in our community, we intentionally make time and space for youth to talk and for us to follow their lead. It's important for us to really be open and honest with young people. You don't even have to be an expert. You know, really you need to be listening not, you know, non-judgmentally and being caring and kind, reflecting back what you hear them say so that they know that the words they're saying are heard and are important and valid.
Yeah, it absolutely matters. I think the most important thing to do is to be able to look at your child in the eye, to put down everything that you're doing, and to turn off all of the, you know, distractions,
true, right?
And to listen. I mean, so much of life is just about being heard, for heaven's sakes.
We're so busy, right? We all have our screens and our deadlines and so much going on that actually intentionally making that time can be one of the most important things.
Absolutely.
Doctor, we've talked about this a lot on this show because we are parents and because I think it's so pertinent that the increase in stress and anxiety for adolescents. Have you seen a jump also for the really young kids, the 10-year-olds, the 9-year-olds? You seeing that as well in that age bracket?
So, you know, we do know that depression and anxiety rates in youth are increasing. And, you know, that's a complex piece of data because, you know, certainly that's also possibly related to destigmatization. You know, people are actually talking about these things now and asking these questions now. But it is concerning that, you know, suicide is now the second leading cause of death in young people ages 10 to 24. You know, I say that, but, you know, it's also really important for your listeners to realize that youth suicide and suicide in general is still really very rare.
Okay.
And so if an individual and especially a child is endorsing suicidal thoughts, this should really be taken seriously and you should continue to ask questions because we know that asking about suicide does not increase the risk of suicide. It's really the silence that's dangerous.
I was just Googling, you know, 10 years old suicide and all these various articles pop up around the country and all of them have a common denominator and it's bullying. How big of a deal is that in this age group?
Well, so, you know, what we do know from the research is that young kids, so 12 and younger, if they are having stressors, they're more likely to be having stressors within the family or within the home. And then above that, teenagers are more likely to be having stressors with peers. But, you know, these are just generalized data. You know, you really need to understand what's going on in that young person's life and listen to them. Try to better understand what might be contributing to the stressors in their life.
Hey Doc, is it still really hard to get help? I mean, because I know parents that are trying to get help for their teens.
Scarcity of child
psychiatrists. Yeah, is it still really, really hard? I mean, 3-month waiting lists and no beds available. Is it still that difficult, Doctor?
So, you know, here in Pittsburgh, we're really, really fortunate because my colleague, who I think you've chatted with before, Dr. Schlesinger, has done a phenomenal job of pushing mental health care and education and services into pediatrics offices. And so school counselors and pediatricians can be really a great first step because, you know, you don't want to waste time. If you're concerned about a youth looking depressed, having signs that of depression, so for instance, a couple of them might be, you know, they're looking tearful, sad, irritable, or just a noticeable, palpable change from their baseline.
They're pulling back
from the things they used to love to
do.
Right? They're withdrawing from social interactions.
Should we call our pediatrician?
You can absolutely call your pediatrician.
And then get that ball
rolling.
That's
a wonderful first place to start.
Doctor, thank you. You're the best, Doctor.
Dr. Sancy Jacobson, we appreciate your voice. Thank you very much. I hope to have you back.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me and spreading the good word.
Take care.
She's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.